One woman's love of nature and curiosity about the world around her have come to life in a new book by Jan Turner. It's called Grandma Wink's Memories. The book is illustrated by Jan Holder, who created vivid watercolors to help tell the story. Jan Turner says the inspiration for the book came from an old friend of hers, a nature lover, dubbed Grandma Wink.
She lived here in Bloomington and was a seamstress for about 30 years. I met her one time at a potluck, and she, with a sweet little smile, was going around with a bowl full of persimmons. And I had never heard of persimmons before, and I tried one, and it's nice and dense, sweet, like a date, and just wonderful. I liked it. And then we became friends. The first time I came to her house, it was like coming home. I walked up to the steps, and there was a maple tree, and she had below it bleeding heart and twin leaf and daffodils. And then down in her backyard along the fence was all her herbs, sage and oregano and thyme.
And she was a member of the Herb Guild, wasn't she?
Yes, yes. And so she taught me a lot about herbs. Then she also liked nature and took me out on my first walk to Funk's Grove. And there we went to the back part where the skunk cabbage is, and just taught me a lot of things. She was my mentor and my best friend for probably 20 years.
And so now you've brought her story mm-hmm. to the pages of a new book that
yes.
you will be publishing called Grandma Wink's Memories. Why did you decide to do this book?
I think it was the one time when we were sitting and having tea one time, and she was kind of upset over the landlord spraying herbicides, and she kind of like, well, all this causes all these consequences, you know, no insects or dandelion seed heads for the birds to eat from and nourish them and all that. That's not a good explanation, though.
That's actually a scene that you put in the book. You specifically
yes.
put that scene
yes.
in the book. So the idea of not using herbicides, or pesticides, anything like that, you were trying to get across her feelings about not using chemicals in the garden, in the yard.
Mm-hmm.
And that was an important part of what you were trying to convey about this woman?
Yes, she saw nature, and she was just so curious about the natural world and interested and just wondered why things happened, how that squirrel in that deep snow found that walnut, knew that it was there, and she would just marvel at it.
Now, you've teamed up in the book. You've written the copy, you've written uh-huh. the story, but you've teamed up for some artwork with Jan Holder.
Yes.
Tell me about that. Why you decided to do that?
Jan and I were friends, and she even came hiking with me, and she loves nature too. And then, of course, she was a Bloomington Junior High art teacher for many years.
How did you decide about what you wanted illustrated in the story? The pictures that you, did you just let Jan just run with it and read the story and then create the illustrations based on what she felt from the story?
Yes, pretty much. She just read the stories or each page and decided what.
You gave her free rein on that. That's
yeah.
that's a lot of trust right there.
Yeah. And I think the one where she really went with it was the one where she has all of Grandma Wink's memories in her back pocket and encapsulates that. I thought that was really a great way to have done that.
What is your target audience, Jan, for this book?
Well, it's a children's book, so it's probably newborn to probably third grade.
What are your hopes for the book?
Children will read it, or parents read it to them, and they get a sense of curiosity and love and nature. Also, having joy and keeping joy in your life.
Do you think you could read a little bit from the book
sure.
for us?
Sure. What would
just,
you
just,
like?
Just pick something, pick a favorite part of the book. I know that's a tough thing to ask.
I know. I think I'll I'll read the one about Funk's Grove because that is my favorite.
And that's a beautiful painting that Jan Holder did.
It really is. In March, Grandma Wink said, "It's time to see if the skunk cabbage is poking its head out of the ground." And off she went to Funk's Grove. She hiked through the prairie, past the old burr oaks, and crossed the broken dam and levee. She walked along the ridge and came to the two dog graves, Tippy and Alice, to pay her respects. Then she looked over the edge and with luck found the skunk cabbage blooming between the marsh marigolds. "What a glorious gift," Grandma Wink said.
Well, you have some plans for First Friday in January.
Yes.
In downtown Bloomington. You're going to be at Eaton's Gallery there, Herb Eaton's Gallery, and you're going to be there with your book.
First Friday in January is January 3rd. We, both Jan Holder and I, will be there to sign the book. And also, we are inviting all past and present Herb Guild members to come and bring an herb treat if they want to. And also, it's the theme of First Friday is
make and take.
Make and take. And so we have some paper. Children can come and do some kind of drawing about nature, draw something that maybe a parent, a grandparent, uncle, aunt had showed them or talked with them about.
Sort of all their own Grandma Wink.
Yes. And then give that to that relative or person. I do want to give a special thanks to Jane Osborne because she did the graphics and helped us, and the copy shop that printed it.
Actually, Grandma Wink was actually related to Jane Osborne.
Yes, Jane Osborne was a former daughter-in-law to Grandma Wink. So it was a labor of love for her also.
That's Jan Turner, author of Grandma Wink's Memories. The book is available through her Facebook page. I'm Laura Kennedy.